Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Wichita's biggest 4th of July celebration is back. Red, white, and boom! Presented by Evergy. Catch a brand new view as fireworks launch from the top of the Garvey Center Twin Towers Friday night, July 4th, right after the Wind Surge show wraps up. The party starts at 6 p.m. with food vendors up and down Douglas. Then, around 9:30, the sky lights up. Grab your lawn chairs, your crew, and celebrate downtown. For more info, visit knssradio.com.
A lot of people, when they come in, they'll say, this is my last hope. The next step is getting them in the right arch supports. Our goal is to have that long-term change for them, to see someone that is in pain. I change things for them. See how we can help you with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. Partly cloudy at 77 degrees in Wichita. The high today will climb to the lower 90s. Your Storm Team 12 forecast is ahead. A suspect was arrested following an overnight shooting and chase in East Wichita. It started around 1 a.m. Friday near Pawnee and Rock. Police say two men got into an argument when one shot the other. Paramedics took a man in his 40s to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police found the suspect's vehicle and attempted to pull him over, but the suspect refused to stop and led police on a chase that ended in a crash near 29th and Rock. The suspect was not injured. A Wichita man will serve two life sentences for killing two people in a Riverside home in 2023. 64-year-old Charles Crawford pleaded no contest in December to two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of his estranged wife, 50-year-old Vanessa Crawford, and 58-year-old Donald Eckert. Prosecutors said he will not be eligible for parole until 2073. The Senate is hoping to vote on that one big beautiful bill ahead of the July 4th deadline. The White House says the legislation will cut the deficit by more than $2 trillion over the next decade. But Trump's massive legislation is still coming up against some resistance, even from his own party. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson just met with the president, but remains opposed to the bill. He joined Fox and Friends Weekend.
President Trump, his goal in the Senate was to make the big, beautiful bill even better. I'd like it much better. Right now, I'm not going to vote for a motion to proceed today.
The Senate is actively negotiating the bill, working through parliamentarian rulings and GOP divisions. In sports, Dodgers 5, Royals 4. Game 2 of the series is this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Over on KFH.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. South winds at 10 to 15 and gusty, a high reaching 93. Tonight, partly cloudy. South winds still around 10 to 15, a low down of 73. On Sunday, a cold front moves into northwestern Kansas. Partly cloudy skies here in the south central part of the state with scattered late day and evening storms. South winds at 10 to 15, a high near 94. That's your forecast from Storm P12. I'm meteorologist Dean Jones.
Right now, a south wind at 10, partly cloudy and 77. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The following program paid for by Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's to answer your lawn and garden questions at this number right here, 316-869-1330. 316-869-1330. You can also send your question this morning to the KNSS Facebook page. Why, good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. It's a pretty nice day out so far. The sun's out, not real windy. It's a pretty good summer day.
That certainly is. Good start to the day. Now let's talk about your sale that continues this weekend at Stutzman's.
Yeah, talking about a good summer day, we've got a pretty good summer deal. If you're out and about, I would recommend stopping by any of our Stutzman's locations. We are pretty well stocked with all of the new summer stock that loves this heat that we're having, the weather through summer, and kind of to entice people a little bit, we've got a buy two, get one free special going on hanging baskets and planters. And, you know, it's a mix and match thing. Maybe you need a couple of planters and a hanging basket. That's fine. You know, if they're different prices, of course, the lesser one's free, but some great way to add some new color in for summertime. Maybe some of the things you had didn't fare so well through some of the rainy weather, and we need to freshen up a little bit. Great selection of stuff for that.
Yeah, got to love those heat-loving plants this time of the year, and sale right now at Stutzman's on those. And there's a video you can watch about the sale, and that's on the Stutzman's Facebook page. Very informative video right there. Let's talk about succulents for a minute, Jason. I know those are good for this time of the year. What do you love about succulents?
They really are a great plant for, well, you can bring them in and have them year-round also, but I have a pretty large pot that I sit out, and one thing I do like is they don't need that really deep pot like a lot of our flowering things do. They're something that can be kind of tight in their container and maybe in a little bit smaller container, and you know, you want maybe something up on a patio table or something like that where a little flower pot would just, you'd have to be watering it so much. And a lot of them, if we give them a nice, good water, you know, at least once a week, they're going to thrive and do well. And there's so many different colors and styles in that succulent family. You can really make a nice arrangement, whether you want some of the little small creeping things that'll drape over the edge and kind of soften the edge of that pot to, you know, your kind of mid-filler size things or more taller upright things. And, you know, the colors, pinks and blues and yellows and orange and, you know, not just green plants. There's a whole variety of colors and pretty low maintenance. Most part sun to full sun that they would like. And like I said, a lot of those are able to come inside in the wintertime and be a nice houseplant in a bright window as well. So a really long-lasting choice as well in plants.
Yeah, I've got one in my office from Stutzman's. And one of the things I love about it, like you said, it's low maintenance. Even I can make it look good by just watering it a couple times a week. And people come in and they always compliment on the plants. So, yeah, they're great, low maintenance, and they're just wonderful plants to have indoors.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, there's able to be in a smaller pot, a lot of them, so maybe you don't have room for something great big, like you said, like an office or a desk or, you know, just in a little windowsill inside, great choices, or, you know, outside, of course. And there are varieties. Maybe you have a big pot you want to do with succulents. We have a big, like, construction wheelbarrow that was old that we've taken some holes into the bottom of and have it potted up with succulents, and it just sits outside all season. Oh. And, you know, some of those big ones are 10 inches or more across. Some of them get very large if they have the room to grow. So, yeah, great plant.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's shift to the lawn here for a little bit. We've got a question from Eileen, and she's asking, can I fertilize my lawn this time of year? Been noticing some patches and bare spots occurring.
You know, generally, especially if it's a fescue lawn, we try to do minimal fertilizing through July and August just because it's so hot. You know, if you are seeing a lack of color, maybe it's gotten a little yellow from, you know, some of the heavy rains leaching the soil and all, you could do a light fertilizing or maybe do something a little more slow releasing. You know, milorganite is a natural fertilizer that's real slow releasing, but something on that, we don't want to hit them with a big heavy fertilizing like we do in the spring and the fall. You know, one, it's just kind of hot for that, but two, an excess of that nitrogen, instead of just waiting there to be used like in the spring, it can actually feed some of our fungal problems and things. So ideally, unless there's a color or growth problem, you know, try to avoid feeding July and August. And then as we get into September, we'll do the early fall feeding and then the winterizer, and that lawn will be looking great again.
All right, Eileen, thank you for your question this morning. She sent hers to the KNSS Facebook page. Now you can do that as well, or you can call us at 316-869-1330. Let's talk about weeds here for just a minute. What can we use to kill the weeds in our lawn, Jason, without stressing out the grass?
Yeah, and that's a good question right now. With some of the rains and things, a lot of weeds have sprouted. Now, if we're talking about leafy weeds, I like the Weed Beater Ultra, and you can get it in, you know, one that hooks right to the hose and you apply it, or, you know, concentrates you can mix up, and that's going to get rid of any of that leafy stuff. You know, clover, dandelion, you know, as we get warmer, we tend to get, it's called spurge. It's kind of this flat, lacy weed. Usually you see it kind of on the edges. A lot of times it'll hang over the curb. It's right on the corner. That's going to take care of some of those. The other thing, though, I have seen, and I have a little bit at home, I'm going to take some home tonight and spray them, but with some of those rains, I had a little breakthrough on my pre-emergent in a couple of spots, and I've got this little bit wider than my fescue grass and quite a bit lighter green. It's some crabgrass that has sprouted and coming up, and now you cannot use it on warm season grass like Bermuda or Buffalo or Zoysia, but our fescue lawns, it's also it's a crabgrass control that we can use. There's a couple of brands of it. One's the Bonide, that's the Weed Beater with crabgrass control, and then BioAdvance makes one, I think it's called Extreme Crabgrass Control, that we handle. But those will help get rid of some of those smaller annual grasses without hurting our fescue. And so, you know, there are some things, if we had a little breakthrough like that where we can spray those areas, not kill the grass we want, but get rid of some of that crabgrass and, oh, foxtail, some of those other little annual grasses that are coming up. The smaller they are when you use it, the better it works. I mean, if we're a great big mature plant, it's not quite as effective as when they're smaller.
The dreaded crabgrass. Yes, Nick has sent us a question this morning, and he says that I read that lime is a good soil amendment. Why is that, and when should we use it?
You know, lime, you have to be a little bit careful with in Kansas. Areas east of the Mississippi, it is a really commonly used, very good soil amendment. Their soils actually can get a little acidic, and so that's going to bring that down. It's also a really good source of calcium for our plants. Here in Kansas, for the most part, though, you know, without doing a soil test to find out you're too acidic, I would not recommend a lime. I would use a gypsum, and they're both a form of calcium, but the gypsum it's calcium sulfate, and sulfur helps acidify the soil a little bit. So instead of making our soil more alkaline by putting the lime on there, we use the gypsum, which it might acidify it a little bit, but mostly it's just going to keep it more neutral. But you're still going to get that really good calcium that a lot of the plants need. We sometimes see lack of that on tomatoes and peppers this time of year with blossom end rot, or the peppers get a little kind of water soaked brown spot on the tip, and that's low calcium. Gypsum will help with that. I also use a lot of gypsum in my little backyard where my dogs are to kind of help minimize the brown spots and help them recover a little bit faster, because gypsum can neutralize some of those salts that are found, you know, in the dog urine. And so good applications of that pretty regular to the grass can help with that recovery as well. Hard to overdo gypsum because it isn't a fertilizer. It isn't going to burn anything, but regular applications to the grass can help with that. And then I always use some in my garden for, you know, the tomato and pepper and other vegetable, the actual fruits. It does help quite a bit.
Great question, Nick. Thank you for your question this morning on the KNSS Facebook page. You can send your question that way. You can also call us, the number 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. We're wrapping up June, Jason, and typically I know the lantana is your plant of the month. We've talked about this the last few weeks. Let's remind folks what you love about the lantana.
You know, and that is in a lot of the different combinations. It's also in just, we call them monoculture, single kind of plant containers, because it is such a great plant for summertime. And, you know, the color spectrum, lots of yellows, oranges. There's a couple of nice ones that'll turn red. I have one that's got a lot of hot pink in it in a container at home. And the nice, neat thing is with some of those that have those other colors, what happens is the blooms start to open and they're this little round cluster of flowers, and they'll kind of open one color, and then as they get a little bit older, they'll turn to the pink or the red or the orange. So you kind of get a neat little two-tone, kind of maybe a yellowish or orangish to start with, and then the outer changes. So some neat colors in them. And then really they've done so much different breeding and new varieties of them, you can really find one to fit, you know, most of your locations, whether either in the ground or in a large pot. We want something that's, you know, a couple feet tall and almost a little shrub just blooming from now until it freezes, to, you know, smaller ones that will play nice with other plants in containers or mixed plantings, and, you know, be anywhere from 6 to 16 inches tall, you know, kind of there's some small, medium, and large ones. So great use for it. They really do not have any bug problems to speak of. So that's kind of nice. We don't have to worry about spraying them much. Do like occasional fertilizing in the ground. Moderately drought tolerant in a container. You know, they'll need a little more water, but that's kind of true with anything in a container. But really a great plant. The hotter it gets, as long as, you know, they have some water to them, the heavier they're going to bloom. And then, like I said, clear until we get that first actual frost on them, they're going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, lantana, just a beautiful plant, and this is the month for them. Let's talk about our gardens here for a minute. Jason, what are some things that we should be doing in our garden right here at the end of June, start of July?
Well, one thing I'm going to be doing this weekend is I'm going to be putting a little fertilizer to my garden. We've had, in general, quite a bit of rain, and then the area where I live earlier this week, we got about 4 inches of rain, and so it's pushed a little bit of that nutrients out of the soil, and particularly some of my peppers and things, they're not as green as they should be, and they're not growing quite as quickly as they should be, so I'm going to give them a little bit of boost. I mean, I'll do all of the things. It'd be a good time to do that, but we are starting to see a lot of fruit setting on tomatoes and peppers. So about to get into harvest for some of that. I know a lot of onions and garlic were starting to harvest even. I've got some of the high winds pushed over some of the tops. And so, you know, once that happens and they start to brown, my onion or my garlic clove, that's as big as they're going to get then. So we can go ahead and harvest them. So kind of seeing some of those things. Still could be putting in some squash or some of those late summer things here in a few weeks. We could do some fall beans that'll be ready, you know, a little bit later on. So a lot of good things going in our garden, but harvest is beginning. Some fertilizing would be good. And if you haven't had to mulch around a lot of your things, this would probably be a good time. The weeds have been pretty prolific this year as well, and that kind of will help keep it down. And I'm guessing at some point we're going to suddenly turn off a little drier, and you'll be glad you have that mulch on there for the water conservation as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. So let's talk here about a question we got from Kay. Jason, she didn't want to be on the air, but she is asking about what kind of grass she should plant on berms. She was thinking Bermuda, wants to know if that's a good idea or not.
Well, you know, some of that kind of depends on your maintenance and your access to water, things like that. The berms and the hills are a little bit more of a challenge just because as we plant seed, if there's nothing to hold it, you know, it wants to wash away. So, you know, that's a place maybe where some straw or some netting to kind of hold all that down to start with till it sprouts is helpful. Bermuda, you know, it is available. You can get Bermuda seed and plant it. You can also, you know, take sprigs from other spots and plant it. Need some water to get established, but it's going to be very drought tolerant. You know, thing with it, though, as soon as we get that first frost, it turns brown, and it is going to be brown and dormant until we get to, you know, usually it's late April, early May before it really starts looking green again. So there are some drawbacks to it. Also, it can spread places we don't want it. So, you know, there's that aspect. Otherwise, you know, here in, well, it's July already. Here in about 6 or 8 weeks, we would start thinking about planting some fescue in as well. And that'd be the time for that. But on those berms, yeah, we'd want to make sure we get that soil kind of loosened up so we can put our seed on. And then I would gently water it a few times and kind of let it dry just a little bit so we kind of get that seed set in there. And a light mulching across the top will kind of help keep that seed in place and until it sprouts as well.
And she was also asking, and I'm sure you do, if you have the this grass seed there at Stutzman's.
Now, we don't have any Bermuda grass seed, but we do carry, it's the 5-star fescue blend, and we'll have that in all of the locations here fairly soon for that late summer, early fall to start planting.
All right, sounds good. Kay, thank you for your question this morning. Jason, let's talk about our plants. So what are some of the best plants that we can put in pots for great results?
you know, and then that's a category that just keeps growing. And, you know, a container can be about anything as long as it has good drainage. We don't want excess water to stay in there. We can suffocate some of the root and things. So, you know, it can be a typical flower pot, or like I was mentioning with the succulents, we had that wheelbarrow that was all rusted through in the bottom. So I just put some mesh over it and filled it with soil, and it became a container. So a lot of great things we can use, though. You know, depending on location, you know, that sunny location, those succulents are great. You know, lantanas we talked about, vincas are very good, really hot spots. Purslane, it's kind of a flat growing succulent-y type, but very bright colors, red, yellow, orange. So they make a really great container. Of course, petunias always do well. Also, you know, some of the salvias, again, you know, we need a little bigger pot, but some great color with them. And then the last one I'll mention is one I think people aren't quite as familiar with, and that's called Angelonia, and it is also nicknamed the summer snapdragon. Each flower kind of reminds you of a snapdragon, and they're tall, spiky plumes like that, but extremely heat tolerant, extremely sun tolerant, and that's going to be pinks and whites and purple, and there's kind of a cherry red color, so some different varieties of color in it, but it's a really nice upright shaped plant for, you know, maybe the center of the pot, and then have some of those other things cascade down or soften the edge. So there's really some great choices for that. And knowing how much, you know, sun we get is always important too. If you know that much, any of our locations, we'd be glad to kind of give you some advice on some different things that would like that. There are some shadier liking plants as well for summertime. A lot of the begonias are really good in that kind of shady, part shady spots as well. Sun patient, another heat loving, part sun, part shade plant. So, you know, pretty much depending on your location, we're wide open on things we could use for containers.
Lots of options right there for your containers. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. If you have a question about your lawn or garden for Jason, 869-1330 is the number to call. That's area code 316-869-1330. We're going to get a Stutzman's update right now from Mr. Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish this spring. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers, as each location will be featuring an in-store manager special of their choice. Get ready for these hardy summer plants coming soon that will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And you're listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show, and we still have plenty of time for your questions for your about your garden or lawn this morning to Jason Stutzman's. 316-869-1330 is that number to call. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page this morning. That's what Janet has done. And Jason, she is asking, what is a good spider control barrier?
Well, that's a little more of a challenge. And there are some good sprays for that. Where it gets to be a little bit of a challenge is they are not feeding on our plant. So, you know, a lot of things we'd apply to the plant aren't quite as effective. But a couple of things we can do, a nice granular, and I do use it in that little backyard and along the house there to keep spiders and crickets and creepy crawlies away from the house. also does fleas and ticks and things in the grass, is by Bonide. It's that eight product we talk about, EIGHT, but it's the granular form, and so that's nice. You can just spread it around, you know, around the bushes, around the foundation for spider control. There's also a spray that we have that is pretty long-lasting, and it's from BioAdvance, and it comes in a little, I think, a gallon with the little sprayer already attached to it. But it's going to last for several months, and it's a good one. You know, you treat your door sills, the base of the house, the little corners if you have, like, a porch or the eaves where, you know, those spiders tend to conglomerate, and it's going to remain effective for several months in spots like that. So it's the Home Pest Control by BioAdvance, and that's a really good one as well. And my opinion is I don't want the spider in my house or right up by the house, but the rest of the time they're probably eating something I like even less than the spider. So I don't worry too much as long as they're away, but I'm kind of with them and keeping them right away and out of the house.
All right. Thank you for that question, Janet. We've just got a couple of minutes left. Dan, I know you have a question here for Jason. What's your question this morning?
Hi, Jason. I missed the name of the plant that you talked about that was good in the late afternoon sun. I've got a west exposed wall up against a metal siding and concrete in front, so it gets really warm in July and August. What was the name of that plant, and what would you recommend for a hot afternoon sun?
Yeah, a couple of things I would look at for a spot like that. The vinca does very well with hot locations. And then I would look maybe at some of the purslane. It's a little bit more succulent-y, so it's good with the heat and the drought, but still has real bright color to it as well. So you might look at a couple of those types of plants.
Purslane and vinca. And are you on the west side of Wichita? You got a spot?
We do, right? 13th and Tyler would be our west side of Wichita location.
Hey, okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dan, thanks for your question this morning. Before we go, Jason, let's remind folks about the sale you have going on this weekend at Stutzman's.
Yeah, with all those new summer plants coming in, we thought we'd do a little promotion. It's a mix and match sale on planters and hanging baskets. Buy two, get one free, mix and match however you like. Also might mention quickly, it's not just annuals we have coming in this time of year. The hardy hibiscus are in all of the locations right now, and there are some beautiful coneflowers this year. So if you need some summer perennials as well, we have choices for that.
All right, and how can folks get a question to you during the week?
Yeah, if you didn't get your question in today, drop me an email, and my email is the word questions@stutzmans.com, and if a photo helps, be sure to include it. I'd be glad to get back with you.
All right, we will talk to you next weekend, Jason.
Thank you. You have a good weekend, Dave.
Thanks, and thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We hope you join us again next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Right here. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.